The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To the second day of these showers of blessing, and I trust God that nobody will go back home the same in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. We started yesterday on divine blessings. And I spoke extensively on what is blessing. I gave us a few definitions on what blessing really is and what blessing carries. I also went ahead to tell us the components of divine blessings. I think I told us about four yesterday. Can you remember the four I told you yesterday? Yes? Health, number one component. Yes? Good relationship of family, yes. Financial component, yes. And peace of mind. Give Jesus a big clap this evening. And we'll go on further this evening to show you some more components of divine blessing. Number one is called strength. Strength is from God. I have discovered that it's not food that gives strength per se. Because I'm always stronger when I'm fasting and when I'm not fasting. The Bible says that Daniel purposed himself not to defile himself with the king's meat. And he said, I will not eat this defiled food. He said, give me vegetables, give me leaves. And say, come back after some days, come and see the difference. And the Bible says his skin was fresh. And what does that tell me? Strength is from God. Beauty is from God. Handsomeness is from God. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, strength is directly from God. He is the one that can give you strength. And it's one of the components of divine blessings. Anytime God wants to bless a man or a woman, he will give him or her strength. Strength to succeed. Strength to progress. Strength to get married. Strength to conceive. Strength to deliver. Strength to start exam and to finish gloriously. Somebody's here today. You will never lack strength. And this strength is primarily from waiting on the Lord. The primary source of strength is fasting and prayers. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, explains to us how we can get strength. Say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as eagles. Someone say eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. And they shall walk and not be faint. Whichever posture they are into, they are operating with supernatural strength. I want to encourage you, even as we wait on the Lord, in these 3 days, starting yesterday, I want to declare prophetically to somebody that your strength will be renewed from tonight. You will never say, I'm weak again in the name of Jesus. Your back will never be on the floor again forever. I say your back will never be on the floor again forever. When two men are in a boxing ring, it is the person whose strength becomes weak that falls on the floor and they count. One, get up. He can't get up. The strength is gone. Two, get up. He tries. He cannot get up. Three, then they go to the person that won and lift up his hand. They will lift up his hand. They say, you are the winner. Why? The strength of one person, maybe before that time he was jogging. He was, you bloody idiot. I'm going to deal with you today. But by the time they show him Pepe, his back is on the ground. Your back will never be on the ground. It is the enemy that will lose up concerning you in the name of Jesus. It is the enemy that will give up in the name of Jesus. Your own strength will never dwindle. In Psalms 105 verse 24, Psalms chapter 105, verse 24. The Bible explains to us very vividly there about the importance of our strength and how we can overcome. The Bible says, and he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. I prophesy to somebody here today, you will be stronger than your enemies. You will be stronger than your enemies. Your enemies will not be able to boast again. You will be stronger than your enemies. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two component of divine blessing that we'll be talking about tonight is called mercy. 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 The mercy of God is what clears away the mess in the life of a man. Anywhere you see the mercy of God, it clears away every mess. The mercy of God is what is responsible for turning a man's mess to a message for others to learn from. Psalms 103 verse 8 explains to us on the importance of God's mercy. Somebody is here tonight, you will not lose God's mercy. He says the Lord is merciful. He's a merciful God. It's one of the qualities of God. He's a merciful God. And gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. God has a robust amount of level of mercy. Tonight, you will obtain God's mercy. In your marriage, you will obtain God's mercy. In your studies, you will obtain God's mercy. Concerning your business, you will obtain God's mercy. Concerning your destiny, you will obtain God's mercy. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. David enjoyed God's mercy. Paul enjoyed God's mercy. And I dare to say tonight that it is your name we are going to be calling next in Jesus' name. I say your name is the next name we are going to be calling in the name of Jesus. Very soon they will say that, that person, he got God's mercy. He obtained God's mercy. He obtained God's mercy. Before this month we end, you will obtain God's mercy. Before this month we end, you will obtain God's mercy. God's mercy will turn your mess to a message. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. Number three component of divine blessing we'll be talking about tonight is called wisdom. Wisdom. In Proverbs 4 verse 7, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. So wisdom is so important and is one of the components of blessing. When God wants to bless you, he blesses you. One of the major things he blesses you with is wisdom. Wisdom and blessings are Siamese twins. Anybody blessed must be wise. Anybody, man or woman you see that enjoys blessing must enjoy wisdom. Anybody that God withdraws his blessing from, he will withdraw the wisdom from them. Friends, you will never lack God's wisdom. I say you will never lack God's wisdom. From today, you will operate in unusual wisdom. I say you will operate in unusual wisdom. Jesus operated in that kind of wisdom that he knew what to do at all times. The Bible says in John chapter 6 verse 6 that he said, and this he said to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. He was a man that operated in unusual wisdom. He knew what he would do. He wasn't lacking of wisdom. Friends, you will not lack the next step to take. You know, what makes the difference between two people with the same capital is wisdom. Each of them has 100,000 to start life. What makes the difference between two coppers is wisdom. They collected the same alawi, I think 19.5 or so now. Collecting the same alawi, and one is able to do something well after the service. Another one goes back straight into his father's house and begins to ask for money for bread again. Another one collects that alawi for that 11 months or 10 months or whatever, and is able to obtain wisdom, and his life changes altogether. Friends, very soon we'll be mentioning your name among the wisest in your family. When they want to mention the wisest of the wisest in your family, your name shall be mentioned. I can't hear your loudest amen. So, divine blessings is your portion, and that is God's intention for you. However, until you can assess the facts, you can't get the marks. there are some secrets that you must have before you can access this blessing, these components. There are some things, until you have the facts, lecturer can't give you 90%. Not everybody who goes into an exam hall has enough. They say this person got 18%. He wrote something, that's why I was able to get 18, but somebody got 98. That second person will be you. I said that second person will be you. Until you have these facts, you can't get the marks. Until you know that God's provision has condition, you can't get the blessing. Everything that God has provided has a condition. And last night I told you some secrets of divine blessing. I think I mentioned how many? Okay, quickly mention those three before I give you another three tonight. The fear of God. Obedience. Sorry? Giving and tithing were the three I mentioned yesterday. So today we want to fire on with the secrets of divine blessing. Number one is called kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. In Exodus 23, verse 25, the Bible says, "And ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless." He will bless your bread and your water, and he will take away sickness away from, and disease away from you. Exodus 23, verse 25. So immediately you begin to serve, you have signed up for the blessing. Kingdom stewardship is the cheapest way to obtain kingdom blessing. No wonder many have continued to struggle and struggle and struggle without any. They struggle with their certificate. They struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle. If you don't want to struggle, sign up for kingdom stewardship permanently. My father and the Lord Bishop Oyedepo said when he was in school, his lecturers and students and fellow colleagues told him and said, "Hey, you will fail, oh, the way you are serving this God, going about preaching, fasting, doing all these things. So you will fail, oh." He said, "I am a full-time Christian and a part-time student. I am fully for God and part-time for any other thing." In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, he said, "Now it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful." 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. It is required in your stewardship. It is important in your stewardship that you be found to be a faithful person. I want to challenge you tonight to work on yourself. What is kingdom stewardship? Quickly tonight. Kingdom stewardship means kingdom service. Using your talent, your money, your resources, and everything you have for the promotion of God's work. Using your talent, your money, your strength, and everything within your power for the promotion of God's kingdom. Number two, what is kingdom stewardship? It simply means serving the interest of God and his church without looking back. Serving the interest of God and his church without looking back. Only those who are committed to kingdom stewardship can access blessing. One of the major kingdom stewardship is soul winning. Proverbs 11 verse 30 says, "He that winneth souls is wise." Soul winning is so important as part and parcel of your stewardship. Soul winning, preaching the gospel, encouraging men to come to God, working on yourself and ensuring that you are part of the ministry of reconciliation. Every one of us are a part of reconciliation, reconciling men to Christ. You see somebody backsliding, you are praying for the person. You see somebody that is not saved, there is a panting in your heart for that person to return to God. You see somebody that is not coming to church, you go after the person. I have never seen anything as rewarding as soul winning. For every soul you are instrumental in saving, and instrumental in the person being established in God, there is a reward here on earth and in heaven. Earthly reward, heavenly reward. Earthly blessings, heavenly crown. I want to challenge you, even as we march forward in the month of March, to tighten your belt in the place of stewardship. A young man came to me last night and said, "Pastor, my business is not going so well." And I said, "I've not seen you in church for almost 1 month. Where have you been?" He said, "I've been doing some business." I said, "But this business, you said is not doing well. So what's happening?" "He's not here tonight." Let us stop pursuing shadows. There is what to do for God to take steps concerning you. Until you are committed to kingdom stewardship, blessings is impossible. That's why many struggle through life looking for pastors who are contractors, hungry men who they can drop some small coins on their table and tell them, "Fast for me for 7 days. Pastor, I'll drop like 100,000 on your table. Just fast for me for like 7 days and let there be a solution fast." Do you understand what I'm saying? Get yourself on point. Make up your mind to serve this God tirelessly. Make up your mind to serve this God without looking back, so that He can bless you beyond human understanding. Friends, I know the way and I'm showing you the way. A blind man should not lead other blind people. I know where you can get your blessing, and I'm showing you tonight. Kingdom stewardship is the way. Kingdom stewardship is the way. Grace to stand permanently in kingdom stewardship, received tonight in the name of Jesus. Devil knows that if you can serve God, you will be blessed. That's why it's always discouraging you from serving God. Somebody will pinch you in the church. Somebody will look at you somehow. So the question I always ask people is that, who did you come to church to see anybody? Did you come to church to observe anybody? Did you come to church for anybody to commend you? You came to meet with your Maker. Face the person you have come to meet. I have never and will never be discouraged for life from serving this God. Never. I told some students some years ago when they were graduating, I said, "You are going now." I said, "But when you are returning, any year you are returning, I will still be in the service." That was like four years ago or so now. Right in this maybe in the former church or so. Please make up your mind. Stop doing as if you are ready to bail out at any time. If God doesn't answer me, I'm going. I'm leaving Him. People that are not even serving God, they are doing better now. Stop that. If you want to stand with God, stand with God. If you want Him to bless you, let Him bless you. If you want to go, go now. So that we can know who is there. Somebody is here tonight. As you serve God, the beauty in your life will begin to come out in the name of Jesus. I said the beauty in your life will begin to come out in the name of Jesus. Grace to stay permanently in service of the Almighty. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, that I'll be talking about tonight as the secret of divine blessings. I just finished talking about stewardship. Number two is called faithfulness. In Proverbs 28 verse 20, Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20, it says, "A faithful man shall abound." It says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." A man or woman who is a faithful person will what? He will accumulate blessings. Can you see that? If you are faithful in your stewardship, in your assignment, you will accumulate blessings. Let's look at Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. What made Daniel to move from one king to another and stay in Asoroth permanently? Daniel was a permanent resident in the White House. Why? Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. I read it very quickly. 1 to 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And all these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, were the princes which might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king taught it to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful. That was Daniel's qualification. They looked at it. Which area can we get this man? Does he steal? They say no. Does he lie? They say no. Does he collect bribe? They say no. Does he carry girlfriends? They say no. Does he drink beer? They say no. Does he sniff tramadol? They say no. Ah, so what does he do wrong? They say nothing. He's a faithful person. Does he put nonsense inside bottle and be swinging it as if it's water or ordinary coke? They say no, you can't see him with that. He's too smart for that kind of nonsensical, stupid way of life. He was a faithful man. Now, quickly tonight, because I don't have more time, I want us to pray in the next few minutes. We are trusting God to leave here latest by 7:15. Now, let's look at what does it mean to be faithful? Number one, faithfulness means constancy on duty. Being constant in your task. Constancy. Every time you are on your task. Number two, what is faithfulness? It means dependability and reliability. You are dependable. They can rely on you. They can depend on you. Number three, what is faithfulness? It means consistency in good performance. You are consistent in good performance. You are working in a place month in, month out. Your performance is good. That's faithfulness. You are a married man. Consistently, you have a good performance as a husband, as a father. You are working in the church. You have consistency in performance. As a student sent you to school, you face your studies squarely. You are consistent. You don't have time for nightclub. So you have consistently good, outstanding performance. Number four, what does it mean to be faithful? It means having a stable character. Character. You are not like a chameleon. Yellow today, green tomorrow. Stability of character. Your character is stable. This message is actually a Sunday morning message. It's not as God wants it. The people that are here tonight, the Lord will bless you. Number five, what is faithfulness? It means trustworthiness. You are very trustworthy. There are some people, Kai. Oh, sorry, I mean Chai. You can play with anything with them, but not with money. You can play with anything, but any issue of money, they will mess up. Not trustworthy at all. If you send them ekpa, just granite, they will put on top. They will put money on top. If the ekpa is 50 naira, they will tell you it's 100 naira. If you send them pure water, 10 naira, they say, no, that place is 20 naira, so that they can pocket 10 naira. Trustworthiness is zero. 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 That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. If blessing is your destination, faithfulness is the vehicle that gets you there. If blessing is your destination, if you are journeying, you are on a journey to blessing, the destination, the vehicle that carries you to that destination is called faithfulness. I pray for you tonight that grace for faithfulness comes for you in the name of Jesus. Number three, where I'm going to stop tonight. Secret of divine blessing is called complete and total dependence on God. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 8. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 8. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the head in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not be inhabited. Blessed is that man. Somebody say, blessed is that man. Blessed is that man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Verse 8, where we're going to stop. For he shall be like a tree planted. Let's read it together. Verse 8 together. 1, 2, go. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out his roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That's talking about you. Let me hear your amen. Your consistency in trusting in God makes you to continue to bear fruit till forever. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That is, your trusting in him has made you to get to where God is taking you. Somebody is here today. God will take you to that level. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. It's a new day for you today. New grace to trust in God comes for you today. Please, I want to beg you, don't put confidence in another thing. Don't put confidence in any man. Love them, respect them, but don't put your entire confidence in a man that you don't even know who God is again. Don't leave. You see, many of us provoke God to jealousy. We all of a sudden transfer our total loyalty to somebody somewhere. Don't do it. Friends, I love people. I respect people. But I don't allow people to become take over this place of God in my life. That's why in this God, in this church, and in this ministry as a whole, there's no Godfather. There is nobody that can say we are the one that did this, or we are, if not for us, this church. Nobody. There is nobody that can say it. Why? Total trust in God. Total trust in God. Total. I was telling our church accountant yesterday night, I said, going forward, we will not spend one naira in this church, aside from paying our staff salaries, except we pay our tithe. Before, maybe we want to quickly buy something, they say something spoiled, something. I say now, we will not spend one naira, the small, except we first honor God with our tithe. That's the first thing we must first do. We pay our staff salaries and all the other related things that relates to our people that work with us here. And then the next thing, not even this, not the next thing that must be done is honoring God. Which is the first thing, as it were. Please put your confidence in God. I believe God has a place for you. I believe God has something in place for you. I believe the future is bright. Don't lose your confidence. Don't lose your confidence. Some might trust in anything, trust in anybody or anybody anywhere. Put your own trust in the Lord. I see God showing up concerning you in the name of Jesus. From today, you no longer make God jealous concerning your life. Many have made God jealous because their total trust is not in God. So God is unhappy. God is unhappy. He's unhappy. He's angry. But from today, mercy will speak for you in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website, www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.